Side Hustle Show 75, my first year on Fiverr, and I'm $7,490 richer.
Welcome to the Side Hustle Show, where aspiring part-time entrepreneurs learn how to turn their side hustle dreams into reality. Because your 9-to-5 may make you a living, but your 5-to-9 makes you alive. And now, your host, Nick Loper.
Hey, what's up? Nick Loper here. Welcome to the Side Hustle Show. This is episode 75, my first year as a Fiverr seller. And I'm up actually $7,490 to be exact in 14 months. So it's a little bit more than a year, but we're going to call it that for the sake of a good soundbite. Now, I'm recording this on a sunny Saturday morning in California. My wife Bryn's outside hustling, so I figured I better do the same. Now, this episode will cover my introduction to Fiverr, how I got started as a seller, how to brainstorm what you could sell, how to set your gigs up for success and make your first sales, and some plans or some thoughts I have on how I might be able to double my Fiverr business going forward. Now, I put together my notes, highlights, links, everything for you in a free downloadable PDF at sidehustlenation.com/75, or you can follow the link in the episode description of your podcast player app. It's just me on the mic today, no guests. So just going through my my experience, my notes on selling on Fiverr as a first time. News and updates before we get into it. I do have a few new 5-star iTunes review that I want to personally thank the reviewers for those. First, I have 5 stars from Daniel Timothy Parley Greco. He says, awesome, so informative. I learned a ton about building my online business with these great interviews. Thank you so much for that. I have Ryan Parker from The Food Craftsman. He says, simple, effective techniques to move you into new revenue. Ryan, thank you so much. That is what it's all about. And hopefully today's show is no different. And finally, I have Eric Cacciatore from the Restaurant Unstoppable podcast. He says, great show for any budding entrepreneur. Just discovered Nick's show and he really knows his stuff. Listening to the show is having a mentor in your pocket. Thank you so much for that. And a little bit of a creepy visual, but we'll roll with it. Anyways, so my introduction to Fiverr, can you believe the site has only been around since 2010. It seems like it's been around forever. It's been so like well entrenched in the online space, in the online marketing world. And as a buyer, I've been on here, you know, probably since nearly day one. And I've bought graphics and articles and book covers and like website speed enhancements and WordPress tweaks, even tax advice in one instance, and actually had a bracelet made out of the seams of a baseball. It was an opening day, a nerdy baseball fan's opening day gift for Bryn. Now, according to Alexa, you know, Fiverr is one of the top 100 most popular sites in the U.S. and in the top 150 worldwide. And as a buyer, it's such a low risk barrier to entry because you'd be surprised at what people are offering for $5. And there's some fun stuff out there too, but there's a lot of like really useful things for just $5. And that's, if you're not familiar with the site, that's what it is. It's a marketplace of goods and services starting at just $5. And for a seller, starting at is the key phrase right there, because the upsells or the gig extras, as they call them, is really where it's at, really where you can skyrocket your earnings potential on there. So today there are more than 3 million active gigs on the marketplace, which may sound like a lot, but think of that compared to the number of websites in the world, the number of blogs in the world. I think we're really still in the early days of Fiverr. And like a lot of these side hustles, it's not going to get any less crowded next year or the year following. So really the best thing we could do on this platform or any other that you're thinking about jumping into is to start today. And a year from now, you'll be happy you did, because I was in the same boat. Like, what could I possibly sell for $5 that, you know, I wouldn't gouge my eyes out for? But it's kind of like, it's one of these things. Like, I'm very happy that I started a year ago. It's kind of opened my eyes to the possibility of this platform. And really going to these marketplaces like Amazon, like Udemy, although I have yet to crack the Udemy code, like Fiverr, where there's an existing pool of buyers that are looking for help, that are looking for something that you can offer them. So like Harry said last week on the ride sharing episode, is, you know, his friends kind of made fun of him when he was starting driving for Lyft and Uber, saying, "Hey, you're supposed to be using the app, not driving for these guys." But something to think about is every transaction has a buyer and a seller, and it's usually the sellers that are making the money. So I'd definitely be lying if I said that wasn't my first impression of Fiverr. Like, who's out there selling their time for a measly $5? But last year, I had on the podcast a gentleman who goes by the screen name on Fiverr, Anarcho Fighter, who earned enough money in a year on Fiverr to buy a house in the U.S. Like, he's based in the Midwest, I think, somewhere. And that really got my attention and the attention of a lot of other people, because it actually remains the most popular episode of the Side Hustle Show to date. And so that's at episode 5, if you want to check it out, sidehustleshow.com or sidehustlenation.com/episode5 for Fiverr. Very easy to remember. So since then, I've added Fiverr to my multiple streams of income strategy, and it's been a fun and healthy side hustle. So I'm averaging around $500 a month in the first 14 months I've been an active seller, and this is very much part-time, few hours a week, and to be fair, some weeks are definitely more than others. And of course, also, for full disclosure, your results may vary. Like, I'm not making any promises here, because you'll hear people on Warrior Forum or some of these other threads where they're claiming to be making that much every few days, and I definitely haven't figured out how to get it to that level. And they want to sell you an ebook with their secrets, and I don't know what those secrets are, but I have learned a few things through my own experiments and my research, and that's what I want to talk and share with you today. So one kind of surprising benefit, aside from the earnings, is I've met some really awesome people through Fiverr. You know, it's a top, like I said, top 100 website in the country. So there's a lot of people. They got a huge amount of traffic, and you never know who you're going to run into. So I was actually on an NBC affiliate radio show early this year after the co-host bought one of my gigs. He's like, "Hey, this is fantastic. Would you like to come on our show and talk about this stuff?" Like, yes, of course. So one thing that Anarcho Fighter hammered home in our interview last year was that Fiverr, like eBay, like Amazon, is a marketplace of buyers. People are going to the site expecting to spend money, looking for something specific that can help them out, expecting to spend at least $5 on it. And so his strategy was selling easy to deliver digital goods at the $5 price point, PDF files, pre-recorded videos, whatever it may be, and then adding kind of custom services in your gig extras. If something's going to cost you, personal attention, personal time, you can add that in as an upsell option or offer. And which, if you achieve the top rated seller designation, that could be up to $100. And I think you're allowed up to 4 of those per gig. So you could be looking at a $400 gig, and then you can get into multiples and stuff. So you could sell, potentially 4-figure gigs through Fiverr, what started as a $5 offering, which I think this strategy makes a lot of sense, because it's similar to the software business, similar to the book business, where you can create something once and sell it over and over and over again. That's the idea of leverage. That's the idea of, doing this, following the strategy on Fiverr. So also in our conversation from last year, we talked about the different Fiverr levels. And so there are 4 levels today. First one is newbie. Basically, you have no level, you have no gig extras, no extra benefits to your account. You can just sell something for $5. After you hit 10 sales and your account's been open 30 days, you're going to hit level 1 as long as you have good feedback. They're going to give you an express delivery upsell option, which you could say, "I'm going to deliver this order extra fast for you for a price." And you're going to get a couple gig extras, which you can price up to $20. After you sell 50 orders in a 2-month period, again, with excellent ratings, you're going to be allowed to add gig extras up to $40, and they're going to bump you up to level 2, which is where I'm at right now. And the final designation is the coveted top-rated seller, which is hand-selected by Fiverr staff. So I have not achieved the top-rated seller yet. Some friends of mine on the platform have, and I'm excited for them. If anyone from Fiverr is listening, put in a good word for me, because I am a Fiverr advocate on both the buyer and seller side, and would love to achieve that designation. And how the marketplace works is Fiverr takes a flat 20% across the board. So every $5 gig you sell, they're going to take a dollar, and you pocket the $4 remainder. So it's a little bit steeper than other freelancing platforms, like Elance is only going to take 10%, for example. But you also don't have to worry about wasting a bunch of your time bidding on jobs or necessarily even competing on price, since it's a pretty much a level playing field at $5, which, you know, actually some sellers are going to offer much more for $5 than others, but at least there's a price floor to it. So you don't have to worry about, you know, getting necessarily undercut in the way that you might on some other freelancing platforms. So what to sell? What to sell for $5? That was the biggest challenge to me. What could I possibly do for $5 that wasn't going to make me go crazy or end up be working for like pennies, minimum wage on the hour? And so how I got started was kind of following the anarcho fighter methodology of selling a digital product. So I already had a couple. Actually, I had one ebook that I'd already written on how to hire a virtual assistant that had selling on Amazon. It was selling okay. So one thing I had to do was, so it was on KDP Select, which is like Amazon's exclusivity clause. So what I had to do was let that expire or kind of opt out of that, so I would have the option to put it up for sale on other platforms. And so I put it on Fiverr. And I put it on Fiverr, the price is fixed at $5. And for the first few months, it actually was outselling Amazon. I was really, really surprised by that. And I have a whole write-up on that on the Side Hustle Nation site. So I'll link to that in the show notes. But as I got more comfortable on the platform, because I was hesitant to offer anything that was going to take up my time, because it's just $4. But as I was getting more comfortable, getting more orders, I decided to test out a new gig, which I called a mini site review, mini site audit, where it's like, hey, I'm going to turn on the screen recorder, I'm going to look at your website, identify areas for improvement, conversion optimization, just subjective design advice, first impressions, whatever it could be, marketing ideas, and just, hey, I'm going to turn the screen recorder on for 5 minutes, and what you get is what you get. And, it started to get some orders trickling in, and this is actually now my most popular gig. Like, people love it. Feedback has been almost universally positive. And it's actually been a ton of fun. Now, these videos ran, like I said, 5 minutes to 7 minutes, maybe a couple minutes to prep, maybe another couple minutes to upload and deliver. And if I was cruising back to back, I could probably generate an hourly rate of, 20, 25, 30 bucks an hour. It wasn't, not anything amazing, but hey, it was an experiment, and it was a ton of fun. And actually, like I said, I've met some cool people through this. And over the first few months, the orders were kind of sporadic. Every few days, I would get one come in, and then one day it blew up in my face that they actually put this on the homepage, which I also wrote about on the blog, which flooded me with orders. It was actually kind of stressful to have to deliver all of these in the set amount of time. But again, and so the upsells were on that gig are something like, I'll send you a copy of my website checklist book, which that was the original idea. It was, hey, I'm going to sell the website checklist book as my $5 gig. Hey, I'm going to do the site review as the gig extra. But it turned out to be more effective in reverse. People were more interested in the personalized advice, and so maybe I should have upped the price of it. But it's still going. It's still okay. And they ended up featuring it on the homepage. And so the gig extras, custom marketing advice, more in-depth analysis. So longer video review, essentially. And, feedback was good. And that's my most popular gig. It still is. So thinking about what you can sell Here is kind of my framework that I would give to aspiring Fiverr sellers, is to think of problems that people have, think of challenges you've overcome in your own work or your own life, and how you can help other people achieve those or overcome those same issues. So in my case with the website checklist book, it was like, hey, you know, I've done a handful of these video audits. There started to appear some common sins, common themes that would come up over and over again. So I decided to put that into a PDF guide and sell that directly, sell that on its own, actually sell that on Amazon as well. So kind of a content repurposing play there as well. So if you've, and that's actually a really powerful idea. If you're on Amazon and if you are not on KDP Select, meaning if they don't have exclusive rights to your book, you know, maybe you could put it up on Fiverr as well. And if you have any other, you know, micro, you know, PDF guide or something like that, I think that's, especially in the nonfiction realm, if it's a problem-solving book, I think that's an opportunity. You know, kind of remember the golden rule of the internet, that people are only on here for one of two reasons, either to solve a problem or to be entertained. I think the most successful Fiverr sellers accomplish one or both of those things. So one thing you can do is look at what gigs are popular. I mean, I can tell you that design gigs are really hot, but if you don't have design skills, that could be tough to compete on that. Like, I'll make you a logo for $5. I'll design you a banner ad for $5. I'll design your ebook cover for $5. If you're not an expert in that, trying to turn that around for $4 is not easy. And it's impressive what some of these designers can do and can come up with. I can tell you that video testimonial gigs are really hot, especially fresh faces, because some of the people are on there. Now, I'm not a huge fan of this, because I could spot a Fiverr fake video testimonial gig a mile away, because you start to see the same faces over and over again, which is why new sellers are great. But how this works is basically the buyer gives you a script and you turn on the webcam and you know, deliver their script. Hey, product XYZ is really awesome. Scott Stratton put something together from Unmarketing on, you know, how do people get book reviews before they even launch their book? He's like, well, it's pretty simple. If you have $5, you can get book reviews and they will read anything you want. So he has a bunch of people saying the exact same script, like, this book is bomb diggity. It's pretty funny. I'll see if I can dig up a link to that and include that in the show notes as well. So what you can do is look for what gigs are popular. And one thing that I found as a Fiverr buyer is that some of the most popular sellers have a promised turnaround time of 10 days or more, because they have such a backlog of orders, which means two things to me. First, that there's a proven demand for what they're selling. And second, that there's room for a newer seller to come in and relieve some of that backlog. I don't want to wait 10 days for my order to be delivered. So I'll start looking around for other sellers. And so if you can match their offering, I think that's a huge, huge opportunity to kind of relieve some of that demand. Sometimes I'll see like 70 orders in the queue and it's like, that's ridiculous. You know, I don't want to wait 2 weeks for this thing to be delivered. And so in some cases, the demand is outpacing the supply. And so that's a chance for you to come in as a new supplier. I want you to think of your unique experience and skills. So in my case, it was like, hey, you know, I have been working in the online realm for about 10 years. You know, I'm happy to turn on the screen recorder and give you my subjective opinion of your website. Tell you your baby's ugly in some cases. And along the lines of creating a digital product, could you create something like, you know, a quick guide to subject XYZ that you know more about than the average person that you know would be super helpful? You can dress it up. I think design matters. You know, if it's just, you know, a PDF of a Word file, maybe not as high value. If it's like a well-formatted book with great content, something like that. You know, and then maybe offer your more personalized help in the gig extras. And think of what kind of, quote, gateway drug you could offer to get people in the door of your business. What will get them hooked and make them want even more? A lot of times you'll see the $5 gig is like a lead generation play. Hey, it's a small barrier to entry, but I want to get people, you know, it's an introduction to my services, to me. If I can wow them on this, you know, maybe that's the start of a bigger relationship. I've seen coaches on Fiverr offering sessions for $5, which in the retail world would be, would be a loss leader, kind of a loss leader terminology to acquire maybe a higher value customers or a higher value customer. So think of what kind of gateway drug could you offer to get people hooked, get people in the door. You can even sell physical products and charge for shipping if you have the knack or the production capacity to create things that you could sell profitably at $4. That is an opportunity for that as well. And lastly, have some fun with it. The thing I like about Fiverr is it's a playful marketplace. People on there are having fun. People are selling prank phone calls, dancing in costume gigs, video rants, a bunch of random stuff. It's a fun marketplace. Buyers are generally having a good time. There's a fun back and forth on some of that stuff. One tactic I do want to touch on, and I don't know, I haven't tried this myself personally, but is the idea of Fiverr arbitrage. So this would be selling something that costs you less than $4 to acquire. And again, I haven't tried this yet, but it's something that's got my gears turning. And so an example of this would be a popular supplier, as I understand it, is a site called SEOClerk.com. So it's very similar to Fiverr, except in a lot of cases has lower price points. And so you can find a lot of stuff of questionable value over there, like thousands of fake Twitter followers and stuff like that. That's what I mean by questionable value. So you can buy social proof for very, very, very affordably. And so how it would work is you would find a supplier on SEO Clerk or some other site and resell their service on Fiverr and pocket the difference. So maybe it costs a dollar on SEO Clerk and you can resell it for $4 or $5 on Fiverr and pocket the difference. And you don't have to do any of the work. So there's some advantage to that as well. But word on the street is Fiverr isn't in love with the accounts that they're selling fake Twitter followers or services like that. So I would probably tread lightly on that one. But the arbitrage thing gets me thinking, like if I had a virtual assistant or if I have access to a VA service, could I resell their time in $5 increments? If I had access to a service like WP Curve, right? It's unlimited WordPress tweaks for $69 a month. Now it's limited to one domain, but it kind of gets your gears turning. Like, is that something you could resell your access to? And it might be something to play around with, like Fancy Hands, right? I've got half a dozen, or I've probably got 25 or 50. I forget what level I'm on right now. Fancy Hands service. It's like, could I resell their service if I'm not going to use all my tasks in a month? Now the downside would be if they don't deliver. If they don't deliver excellent work, your feedback ratings are the ones that are at stake. You could end up having to dig into somebody's mundane task that you might not want to. So let's talk about getting your first order. So we brainstormed some of the ideas on what you could sell. We can talk now about how to go about getting your first order. So first step I would do is look for some top rated sellers. Again, this is the top designation by Fiverr. These are people who have a proven track record on the platform. They're making sales. They have excellent feedback, and they're doing quite well on Fiverr. So what I would do is seek out their profile descriptions and follow a similar format. Not necessarily their gig descriptions, although that would be a good place to start as well, but their profile description. This is kind of like your, two or three sentence blurb on who you are, what you do, and why should somebody hire you? Or why should somebody pay attention to your gigs? So how do you find these people? Just go to literally any category on Fiverr and sort by best rated. You're going to find top rated sellers, featured sellers on there where you can look at their profile descriptions and see what's working, essentially. It's like there's no sense in reinventing the wheel when you can kind of follow the leaders on this stuff. Obviously don't copy it word for word, but tweak it to make it your own. Yeah, but if there's a general template, or you start to see some patterns, no harm in following those patterns. Okay, next step would be to create an awesome gig description and add a video. I think their statistic is, hey, you know, gigs with a video sell 220% more. So you got to have a video. If you're not comfortable with your copywriting or your video skills, hey, I know a place where you can find hundreds of experts. And the kicker is the rates start at just $5. So you can definitely look for help in setting up your Fiverr gigs from other people on Fiverr, and copywriting and videos, and getting videos made if you don't want to do it yourself. Actually, this is kind of a funny one. If you don't want to add the video of yourself, you're not comfortable in the camera or being on camera, I would hire an attractive female model, female spokesmodel, perhaps even on Fiverr, to be your spokesperson. As long as you're not doing voiceover work, as long as you don't have like a male-sounding screen name, customers are never going to know. And there's actually some, this is the weird part, there's actually some data to suggest that gigs with attractive female models perform better than gigs with men. So that may be hurting my conversion rate. And sorry about that, guys. So that's the word on the street. After that, you may find yourself getting orders organically. And I think one reason my virtual assistant book was selling right out of the gate was that it kind of squatted on a popular keyword, virtual assistant. So buyers on Fiverr were actually looking for virtual assistant, for some hands-on VA help. But through those search results, I think people stumbled upon the book and decided to order it. And now I have a hunch that this is the case because, every now and again, I get random VA task requests from people who very clearly are just blanket messaging everybody who did not read the gig title or the gig description. But that's something to keep in mind when creating your gig. So if, trying to think of an example, like if ebook covers are popular gigs, which they most definitely are, you know, maybe a PDF guide to making the best possible budget ebook cover would sell some copies. I don't know. It's like, it's worth a shot, but think of the keywords in your gig description, in your title, that somebody might already be searching for. And what you may find, and this may be more likely, is what you may find is you put your gig out there in the world and you're greeted with crickets, nothing, no one's buying. So here's what you do. This is when you bring in your friends for reinforcements. This is where you tap into your network. Give them each $5 to order your gig and leave you a nice rating. At the end of the day, it's only going to cost you $1 each. And you can actually get all the way up to level one by doing this. For $10, because you're going to give them, you're going to give out $50 in gig order incentive money, and you're going to collect $40 back from Fiverr. So essentially from $10, you're going to show a solid base of activity on your account, positive reviews, positive feedback, and show that you're making sales. And actually, this is, here's a little hack that could actually end up making you money on this tactic if you want to go down this path. So Fiverr runs a very poorly publicized affiliate program. Took me years to even discover this, find out about it. It's run through an obscure affiliate network called Panthera. That's not like Pantera the band. It's like Panther with an A at the end. And strangely, they have like a lion in their logo. So if you find the lion looking site, Panthera Network or something, it's called. If you find the lion, you know you found the right site. But if you're approved for the Fiverr affiliate program, they pay out $12.75 for every new Fiverr user you refer when they make their first order. So if your friends are new to Fiverr, you could actually end up making money on the deal since you're paying out $5, or you're paying out essentially $1, but collecting $12 back when they order your gig. So as long as they go through your affiliate link. So that would be my tactic to get kind of seed your account with some initial reviews, initial orders, and get that going. So here's how I'm optimizing my Fiverr side hustle. So I mentioned this is something I'm spending a few hours a week on. So there's a couple, the biggest downside is that delivery is not automated. It's, you still have to log in and physically deliver your order. Even if it's just a PDF file delivery, you still have to go in, log in, and get that done. So a couple of things I do, you know, first is batch processing. Naturally, you know, if I'm doing these video site reviews, I'll wait till I have, you know, 3, 4, 5, 6 orders at a time, go through, bang them out in an afternoon, and ship those all off. One thing that I do is I've got some delivery scripts. I call them delivery scripts in Chrome. So I use the Auto Text Expander Chrome plugin. It's a free plugin for Chrome. I'll try and link to that in the show notes as well, where you basically create your own keyboard shortcuts. So for example, one of my shortcuts is FDS for Fiverr Delivery Script. And you know, as if I type that in, and it'll auto-populate this whole thing. And so I'll customize it'll say, hey, so-and-so, thank you so much for your order. You know, specifically to the site audit gig is, hey, you've done a nice job with the site so far, but here are some opportunities, I think, for improvement. This is an unlisted video. Oh, and by the way, you know, or if you have any questions, feedback, let me know. And by the way, and then I'll throw in a pitch. Hey, let me know if you want me to tackle any of the gig extras. I'm happy to shoot over a copy of the website checklist book for you for another $5, or take a deeper dive into some of this other stuff for $20 a piece. And then at the end, I'll ask for feedback at the end. So this is a little bit of a feedback hack, because you know, I think the positive feedback definitely plays a role in your ranking, and it definitely plays a role in your conversion rate. And so one of the most important things you can do as a seller is make sure to solicit that positive feedback. And I'm not positive on this, but I want to say the percentage of people leaving positive feedback versus not leaving feedback at all is probably important as well. So I make an effort to specifically ask for feedback with each delivery script. So what that looks like is actually Fiverr just switched from a pass-fail system, just a thumbs-up, thumbs-down system, to more of a traditional five-star system. And there were some fears that was going to hurt sellers' reputation. Like, after all, because, you know, a buyer might think, they might be totally happy, they might, you know, give a four-star review because they think that's good. Hey, you know, this guy did great work, I'm going to give him 4 stars. Like, but that's actually, like, really bad for a seller. You know, if they want to remain competitive 5-star, you really need the five-star rating. So I specifically ask in my delivery script, hey, you know, if this gig was helpful for you, you know, please be sure to leave a 5-star rating on your order. Yeah, like, that really helps, you know, more people discover the gig, you know, that helps me out as a seller, blah, 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 blah. And what you can do is I put on a money back guarantee on all my orders. Like, look, if you're not happy, for whatever reason, like, we'll just cancel it out. Like, no questions asked, no worries. And you know, over 700 gigs ordered, I've had to cancel out, you know, half a dozen or so because people weren't happy. So not a huge percentage, but it does happen. And I think it's better to do that than to risk the negative feedback, or if somebody does leave negative feedback. And I had one guy, you know, leave me a thumbs down out of the blue. And I was really, you know, kind of tore me up a little bit. I was like, hey, look, we'll just cancel out this order. And it went away. And so that was fine. And some people, it's funny, some people I've heard from other sellers will get indignant. Like, no, I don't even want my money back. I want the world to know how crappy a seller you are. It's like, oh my God, buddy, we're talking about, you're just arguing over $5 over the principle of this thing. And it's fine. You know, don't stress it too much, because they just show in aggregate. And so they're not showing individual orders, at least right now. And so one extra hack that I've done to attempt to promote gig extra orders or you know, increase the average order value, is when somebody orders one of my extras and they are happy, so they post a nice review, you have the opportunity to reply and rate them in return, which shows up in kind of underneath your gig description. So it shows up in the review section of your kind of profile page. And so what I'll do is specifically call out those gig extras in my feedback for those buyers. So I'll say, oh, thank you so much. It was awesome working with you. Oh, and thanks also for, you know, checking out the marketing extra. Thank you so much for buying the book. And so what that does is shows other people, other prospective buyers, that people, number one, are buying your gig extras, and number two, that they're happy with them. So that's my little hack for getting, you know, to try and increase the average order value. I think my average is 13, 14 bucks right now. So doing okay on that, for 13 I'm looking at right now. So not too bad. So here are kind of some of my ideas, some of my plans on how I could double my Fiverr business. I think this could turn into $1,000 a month, $1,500 a month side hustle. versus the 500 that it is today. So one of the first areas of opportunity for me is being a more proactive communicator, trying to be faster. So what I'll do today is I get an order and I have, you know, 5 or 6 days to deliver is my like promised delivery time. And so I'll sit on that for 5 or 6 days in some cases until, you know, till I have enough to batch process and put it all together. So what I should do instead, and what I think I'll start doing, is message that buyer as soon as I can to say, hey, thank you for the order. I'm going to get right on it. And oh, by the way, here are my available gig extras in case you want to add any of those on. And I was doing this more religiously for a little while ago, and it did increase some orders, maybe a 20% take rate on that stuff. So, I mean, that's significant. If you're doing some volume, it definitely adds up. And maybe if you trust a virtual assistant with access to your account, they could actually log in and send that message for you. If it's template driven, again, you could use the auto text expander for Chrome to do that. During this phase, kind of this pre-order delivery, I could even link to my profile page where I say, hey, check out my other gigs, or link to my YouTube channel. Now, why, you might be asking, why not just link to my website? And the reason is that I believe that's actually against Fiverr's terms of service, but for some reason, linking to YouTube is allowed. And don't quote me on that. But of course, your YouTube channel can link back to your site. So a little bit of a roundabout way. The intention from Fiverr's point is to keep people on platform, but it, you know, from the seller's perspective, it makes it a little bit difficult to know what's allowed and what's not. Like, I can link some places, but not others. And actually, I could link my, I could add my Fiverr profile link to the automated thank you for. So after somebody orders, they're going to get an automated, hey, thank you for ordering script that includes kind of your instructions. Like, hey, here's the information that I need from you to get started that every buyer sees. So this is a universal opportunity. It could actually be really, really strong. So I could put something like, hey, thank you so much for the order. Here's the information I need to get started. Please enter that in the in the message box below, and I'm going to get right on it. In the meantime, check out my other gigs here. Link. They all have excellent feedback, and they all have the, you know, the same 100% satisfaction guarantee that this gig does. Thank you so much. I'll talk to you soon. And you could say, hey, other, like, kind of like the Amazon thing, like, people who bought this also bought this. Hey, you know, people who bought this gig might also be interested in gigs X, Y, and Z. So that's one opportunity to kind of create more orders from your existing clients. The other thing that I'm not doing a great job of is following up with customers. So on Fiverr, you don't get their email address, but you do have the ability to message them on platform, which a lot of times sends an email notification. So it's the next best thing. So if you know a little bit about their business through the gig that they did order, why not let them know about other offerings you have, like Anarcho Fighter has been doing. So how he explained this to me was the mentality, like, how else can I help these people? After all, it's going to be easier to sell something to someone who already knows, likes, and trusts you, right? You're a known quantity. You've already helped them out. You've already delivered them some value. So they should be more receptive to the other relevant services that you offer. So how he explained this to me was that he kept a spreadsheet with all his customers going down column A in all his gigs and services across row number one, across the top. So he could systematically, and check the box in each area of the grid, so he could systematically keep track of who bought what and what his target, what his target buyers for his other services, what they might need. So I thought that was a pretty innovative way, and I should probably implement that. And he actually said, when he sent that to the top rated seller, when he like kind of solicited to be a top rated seller, he said it took him several times, but he eventually put that in. Hey, this is how seriously I'm taking my business, and that's what earned him the rating. So one cool thing that Fiverr has added is the ability to create custom price quotes. And I'm not sure if this feature is open to everyone or just certain levels of sellers. Like I said, I'm level 2 at this point. So how this works is if someone messages you and makes a custom request or something that you know, kind of fits your gig description, but not necessarily. It's going to require a little bit of special order or some sort of customization. You can respond directly with a bid for their work instead of having to create some one-off gig or being like, well, if you order, you know, three of these and two of these with this upsell or with this gig extra, you know, you can just create, you know, a specific, you know, a custom, you know, custom bid for them, a one-off thing. And, you know, this Fiverr is still going to take their 20%, but I thought it was pretty cool workaround. So I've used that a couple times. The second or really one of the other areas of opportunity, I think, for me to double or triple my Fiverr business is to add more gigs. Like each account is allowed to have up to 20 gigs, and I'm not utilizing very many of those at all right now. It's like think of it like a search engine. I mean, Fiverr is a search engine. It's similar to Amazon. It's a search engine. The more gigs you have out there with different titles, with different descriptions, with different service offerings, the more likely you are to get discovered, to get found. And this is probably the biggest area of opportunity for me because I'm at maybe 20% or 25% of my gig capacity right now. And think about, you know, the opportunity that's on the table there. What could I do? I could tweak the titles and descriptions to earn some more discoverability. And I think that's something that Alex Genedinic mentioned on episode 51. Essentially, he's offering small variations on the same gig with the idea of capitalizing on different search terms. So for me, that could, like, instead of I will do, you know, I will review your website, I will review your e-commerce, I will review your affiliate site, something like that, maybe. I don't know. I'll play around with it. And then on top of that, adding more unique gigs for sale. So going back to the brainstorming session on what gig or what can I sell for $5, what gigs could I create? That's an area of opportunity as well to just expand my breadth of, you know, of offerings, of services. So the other thing I need to do is update my descriptions and probably my videos, which have been basically untouched since I started. So I need to redo the videos, you know, and call attention to a couple things. First, the hundreds of positive feedback ratings I've received, and also to do a better job of calling out the gig extra orders. So it could be like, hey, hit the buy now button and select your gig extras to get started, or something like, you know, instead of focusing on the $5 thing, focus on the total package in the videos. And I can shoot now in HD instead of just using my webcam. So I'm curious to see if I create a new video or create new videos, if that has any impact on the conversion rate and the average order value. So like I said, so I've been brainstorming some more digital products I could sell, PDFs, video guides, something like that. And I'm not sure what they'll be just yet, but stay tuned. Maybe a guide on how to get your side hustle started on Fiverr. But definitely, I think the strategy of having more buy buttons, essentially, having more buy buttons online is going to be a good move. Think about it. The more opportunity people have to do business with you, the better, right? And the last cool idea that I had is to promote the tip jar. So one of my gigs right now is, it just says, hey, I'll accept a tip for a job well done. And many buyers are impressed with your $5 service, and you wowed them, right? You really over-delivered, and they want some way to say thank you. So why not make it obvious? So I have this in my profile, but I don't really promote it right now. So I could add a tip jar link to my delivery script that says, hey, if you got more than $5 worth of value from this gig, or if you found this super helpful, please consider leaving me a tip here. Gratefully, Nick. Link. Boom. So we'll see how that goes. I don't know. Maybe people aren't too big into the tipping, but it could, you know, it doesn't hurt. Even if the conversion rate is very small, it's, you know, it's essentially incremental, or it's free money. So one challenge that I have with Fiverr is they naturally work really hard to keep you on platform, because that's how they make their money, right? Like if you're doing business, if you're generating leads from Fiverr and you're doing business off platform, they're naturally not getting their 20% cut anymore. So if you type Skype or email or phone or even words like pay or money into their message system. It throws up an immediate red flag warning. It says all communication and transactions must be completed on the Fiverr network. And here's where, you know, this is a little bit weird, because some people, like I mentioned, are offering phone consultation, Skype consultation. So I think there's a manual approval process on this one, on an account by account basis or a gig by gig basis, that's going to allow you to communicate by phone. But until you have that approval, I don't want you to risk your account in getting that stuff, having it flagged for a violation of their terms of service. But here's the deal. You can use this actually to your advantage, knowing how Fiverr works. So Fiverr wants you to make money, because when you make money, they make money. They love high converting gigs and high order value gigs. Because think about it. If you're selling and your average order value is $5, they're only making $1 on each one. But if your average order value is $25, all of a sudden they're making $5 on each one. And so, you know, who do you think they're going to rank higher in search results? Who do you think they're going to feature on their category pages? Maybe even on their homepage. Like, it makes sense to me that they want to feature gigs with higher conversion rates, high average order values. And I think that's one of the reasons why my site review ended up getting featured, because it had positive ratings and a higher average order value. And it was converting well at that time. So that's my first year on Fiverr. And that's what I plan to do to try and grow this side hustle a little more. Definitely been a fun one. I hope to be able to report back soon with some positive results. And you know what? I would love to share your success story as well. So if you're a seller on Fiverr, if you've had some success, or if you're going to implement some of the things we talked about, would love to connect. Would love to touch base and share some success stories as well. So be sure to grab the free downloadable PDF I put together with all my notes, links, and highlights from this week's episode. You can find it at sidehustlenation.com/75, and you can access it through the link in the episode description of your podcast player app as well. So if you're active on Fiverr, if you think this episode was helpful, and you will be afterwards, be sure to leave a comment again at sidehustlenation.com/75. Was this helpful? Interesting? You know, let me know. And actually, if you have any juicy Fiverr tactics or marketing sales or hacks or something that I'm missing the boat on, definitely let me know. Like I said, it's all about the experimentation, constant improvement, and trying to grow this thing and do it in a smart way, so you're not spinning your wheels for $4 a gig. This episode of the Side Hustle Show is brought to you by Ting, T-I-N-G. Ting is to brand name cell phone service what Target brand or Safeway Select or Kirkland Signature is to the real deal. It's the same stuff, just cheaper. My wife and I are on pace to save more than $800 this year after we switched from Verizon to Ting, which cut our monthly bill in half. So Ting operates on the Sprint network. You can bring any Sprint-enabled device, which meant for us, we were able to keep our iPhones and our same phone number. So that was a huge selling point. If you visit sidehustlenation.com/Ting, you're going to get a free $25 credit towards your first month of service or toward a new Sprint-enabled device. And if you're still under contract, they'll even pay up to $75 of your early termination fee to incentivize the switch. Again, that's sidehustlenation.com/Ting for your free $25 sign-up credit. Thank you so much for listening. And until next time, go out there and make something happen. And I'll see you next week for another riveting episode of The Side Hustle Show. That would be weird if someone's side hustle really was riveting, like bolting rivets into sheet metal. No? Anyways, if you have a riveting side hustle story to share, or you know somebody who does, or if you have a topic or person you'd like to hear on an upcoming episode, definitely hit me up, nick@sidehustlenation.com. We'll get it going. Thank you so much, and hustle on.
Thanks for listening to The Side Hustle Show at www.sidehustlenation.com.